Sarah Plourd, NHPR's digital producer and designer, is the creative mind behind all those gorgeous and educational infographics on our website. She's also a photographer, which makes her our resident expert on EXIF metadata. Word of mouth Logan Shannon sat down with Sarah to find out what it really takes to erase metadata and started by asking, what the heck is EXIF metadata?
Well, it stands for Exchangeable Image File Format, which sounds very techy.
Yes.
Basically, it's just all the information that is stored about a particular file. So photos, videos, things like that, they store where you took it, when you took it, what your camera settings were, what your camera is, et cetera, et cetera.
That begs the question, should the average Instagrammer be concerned about removing metadata?
Well, I guess it depends on a number of factors. Are you hyper-concerned with your security online, and what are your photo storage needs? A number of social media sites, like the big ones, Facebook and Twitter, automatically by default strip all your metadata when you post a photo. There are others that are in sort of, like Instagram, are in sort of a gray area where it's not exposed to the user. So, you know, your cousin in Idaho isn't going to be able to see where you are at all times. But the information is still stored. So with a warrant, law enforcement could, you know, pull all the metadata from your photos if they're trying to track it. And then there are others like Flickr and TwitPic, which by default expose and store all your metadata, but you can turn that off.
All right. So this, we've been talking a lot about smartphones specifically, I think. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about Instagram, things that you typically are taking photos with your smartphone. But is that the only time metadata is stored is with the smartphone?
No, it's actually stored in most cameras too. So digital SLRs store some amount of metadata, and it depends on the model. So newer ones are designed, they have Wi-Fi built in, and some of them are designed for wireless upload. Those will store your GPS data, and you can turn it off. Older models just store things about, you know, the camera make, the model, and your aperture and shutter speed settings.
All right. So say you don't share your photos online. That's not something mm-hmm. that you typically do. Would there be another reason that it would be beneficial to remove the metadata?
Well, metadata takes up a lot of space. For your average, you know, parent who's got a new baby and they're taking hundreds of photos a day and they really want all these memories stored, just by storing metadata with their photos, they're cutting their photo storage in half.
Whoa. So that seems like a pretty good reason alone. Like
yeah.
right there, that seems like a pretty good reason. But is there a reason why the average person might want to keep it?
Well, there's a couple reasons. I mean, it does help you sort things. So you can go back into a photo and see when and where you took it, which may be helpful if, you know, you don't have a better organizational tool on your computer or what have you. But also if you're wanting to take better photographs, you can actually go in and say, hey, I like that photo. What was my shutter speed, you know, or my camera settings? And you can use them to sort of teach yourself, although ultimately you're not going to be relying on that once you're a pro.
I mean, I'm not a super paranoid person. Not normally paranoid person, but it starts to make me think, I don't know mm-hmm. that I necessarily want people to know where I've taken these photos. So how hard is it to remove it? Is it something you have to do manually, or is it each time you take a photo, or is there a way to sort of automate the process so that you don't have to do it every time?
Well, for location data, which is what you're talking about, it's only really location data. It's very easy to turn off. You can turn it off in your camera. You can turn it off in your iPhone, on your Android. You just go into the settings and you shut that down.
Okay.
That way, when you take a photo, it's not logging in. And if you choose to share, hey, I'm on vacation in Vienna, by yourself, that's great. But your photo is not going to say, hey, I'm in Vienna, go rob my house.
Yeah.
So, you know.
My photos say that all the time.
All the time. Now, for photos you already have, it's also pretty easy to strip out. There are a number of free shareware tools that you can download or their websites, but you can also just go in to the properties of your photos. You know, you right click. Windows and Macs both make it really easy to just strip it all out at the same time.
No, oh, so it's not a big deal. It's not yet another thing to add to my list.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for explaining this.
You're welcome.
It seems a lot clearer to me now. And we'll make sure that we have a link on our website to these basic instructions so that you can disable or remove your metadata as you see fit. Or if you want to just start, you know, maybe before you weren't sharing your metadata and now you're like, I want people to know where I am. This is how to do it.
I want to be easily stalked. Yes.
That's what we do here at Word of Mouth. We make it easy to stalk people.
Providing a service. Yes. Every day.